aboard, you people. It is a starship, Ro Concho, with Anna DeBlanzas off for another day of broadcast insolence.
I know we talk about Trump a lot, but boy, there's some nuggets today.
This summer, get ready to duke it out. Donald Big Bully Trump, the man with the small hands but huge, you know, versus Lion Ted Cruz, the senator with the creepiest face since Freddy Krueger, live in Cleveland, Ohio, July 18th through the 21st in a GOP match that's too big to miss. Oh, yeah, the other governor will be there, too. Oh, what's his name?
John Kasich.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Come out for a match of the ages. There'll be trash talk.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him.
Spouses!
Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
Protest!
You say jobs are an issue, Donald Trump says he wants to bring them back!
And more trash talk!
This guy will say anything.
Get your tickets now! They're going fast! Trump!
They call him Lion Ted. He holds the Bible high, and then he goes down, he puts the Bible down, and then he lies.
Cruz!
I don't get angry often, but you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time.
And that other governor.
Come on, John Kasich.
Yeah, okay. This summer, don't miss it.
We'll be there.
Sure.
It's must-hear radio is what that's going to be. And Michael Steele's going to be there for the MSNBC, I'm assuming. Unless he decides he wants to go there as Trump's campaign manager when Corey Lewandowski loses the job, I don't know. But
could be an opening, right?
But we check in with you every week. We just want to keep a pulse of what is actually happening here. And and you know what's really funny about this, Michael, is every week there's something wackier than the week before to discuss.
I know. Heck, I mean, who would have thunk that? I mean, I was going to ask you how are you feeling, but. You know,
don't ask.
Yeah.
I'm just pretending this pain in my chest is going to go away any second now.
He had a few days off, Michael, so he's a little more subdued about it all. But then he gets going again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. That's, you know, it's a therapy. You got to work through it.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to do. All right, now let's talk about this because something very interesting just happened on the CNN. Now, the Cruz campaign spokesman was just on, and they were talking about, you know, a lot of these issues. But Jake posted him up at the end of the interview and asked him, hey, why won't your candidate categorically deny that he ever cheated on his wife? He's been asked that now a few times, and most recently by a London newspaper, and he won't categorically deny. He avoids the question. And now the campaign, the campaign spokesman came out to say I've known him a long time, and I've known he and Heidi and the kids, and I can categorically deny that he ever had an affair.
But that's not the same.
No, that's not the same. What is going on there?
Where's the candidate on this?
That's not the same. That would be like my asking you to go out categorically deny that I've done X, Y, and Z. Yeah, okay, so that's nice. So, but Michael, did you really not do? Yeah, that's crazy. How do you think that makes things go away?
That makes it so much worse.
It does to me, in my mind, too. You're like, wait a minute, what are we dodging? Why don't you just say it?
And then you got this Roger Stone creepy dude who is, you know, the guy with he was actually on the circus, that show that we always talk about on Showtime, where he has got this like little mall office in Florida, that in a strip mall, and you go into it and it's this incredible like archive of Nixon memorabilia and paraphernalia. And you're like, any guy who's keeping he's keeping the one great Nixon museum alive to this very day.
For himself.
Right. I mean, and he's the guy that, you know, has been quoted in the article, and that's why Cruz thinks that Trump had something to do with it, because this guy was in the National Enquirer article. Mm-hmm. I guess really the question here now is, does this play? Does this dog hunt Michael Steele?
If you don't put it down, you know, it gets up and it starts hunting again. And that's what Ted has to do. Look, this is a very easy, it's actually easier than being asked, will you support the nominee of the party? And you see what kind of trouble they had last night answering that question. They could. Donald Trump was the only one who goes, I really don't want their support.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So thank you for your honesty. But the rest of these guys can't seem to do that. On something like this, you fundamentally go out and you say, look, I don't want to dignify this with an answer, but here's what I'm going to give it to you anyway. Absolutely not. And that's it. There is no more to the story. But when you're saying, I'm not going to address that and move on, well, most people sit there and go, look, if you accuse me of doing something I know I've never done, particularly something that speaks to my moral turpitude and my ability to continue saving face in front of the American people as this good, righteous Christian Republican, you go out and you make that claim. You own it. You don't run away from it. So I don't know what the thinking is there. I'm surprised that even at this point they're still dancing on that particular pinhead. Get off and move on, because you don't want – now what's going to happen? You know how reporters are. They go, okay, there must be a there somewhere.
Yeah, well, there already are. Everyone's chasing it. Yeah.
Particularly, you don't want the London tabloids to get started, because that's a whole other pain of hurt that you don't, want to have to deal with. But so I just, just put it behind you and say, hell no, and move on.
And you think that's what he needs to do, Michael. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
he needs to get up in front
absolutely.
And just say, nope, nothing here. Absolutely didn't
but
cheat.
Why wouldn't you in the first place?
I don't know.
To Michael's point. I mean, the first day it comes up, you could say, well, the story is complete garbage. And, probably it does have a bunch of stuff in it that doesn't make any sense. But you got to say it's a complete, utter fabrication. I have never cheated on my wife. I've never done this. I've never done that. It just, boom, 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 boom. As Melania Trump's boyfriend used to say, boom, 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 boom. And then you just do that and you're done. I mean, it's like it's so weird to me that now we've made this turn. And by the way, he is like if you said to me, look at all the back in August or whatever when they had that first debate and there was like 500 people on the stage.
Yeah.
And you'd say, now, which guys cheated on their wives?
Mm-hmm.
One of these guys cheated on his wife. I'd go through all 17 of them before I get to Ted Cruz.
Really?
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Isn't it always the most fundamentalist ones are the ones that you're least surprised
by? Yeah, those are the ones you gotta watch.
But he's got no game. The guy's Michael, please.
Yeah. He's got enough of a game to get a wife, so he's got some game.
Yeah.
It's those late nights on the campaign trails,
He just doesn't seem like he seems like the guy who wants to sit and read a book to you on the campaign trail.
No. Well, it depends on what the book is.
I'm gonna read the Constitution to you now. Now everybody sit here right after I'm done with the Bible. Yeah, I know, it's weird, man. I don't know.
And then there's Constitution. So it just depends on which one he's reading.
I know what you mean. All right, I want to point to something last night. Okay,
Now
here's Trump. As you pointed out, he's like, I don't care. They don't need any of these people to support me. Last night, he said, there's two things that every day, this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, he says he's all about nuclear proliferation. He's all upset about nuclear weapons. He doesn't want nuclear weapons, but he wants South Korea and Japan to have them so they can pay for themselves. Now, and he says it's probably eventual. But is that really what you want a world leader saying? I mean, isn't the whole idea to try to keep the genie in the bottle as long as you possibly can, because you don't want it to happen on your watch?
I have learned over this short while that when Trump says stuff like that, that's really kind of like let's see how many fires get lit when I say this. Now, some of the people go, he doesn't have a clue. He's just talking out of his behind. Some of that may be true. But there's also sort of a madness about it that, for example, the whole NATO conversation, look at what it's done. At first, he was poo-pooed and vilified. Oh, you can't do that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So now you have in the halls, certain halls of Washington and New York and elsewhere, people going, NATO really has kind of been a pain in the behind, and they haven't really updated, and they haven't done. And you begin to see sort of, either he's backdoored his way into the point he wanted to make, or it's just a mad genius about it. However you want to look at it, he does have a way of getting these institutions that we sort of take for granted and assume can never change, and assume that, you know, the way we've done this is the way we always should do it for these reasons. He gets a different conversation started, which is what you should do. I mean, I think that's what a lot of people want to have happen, and that's what gives him the kind of juice that he seems to have. I mean,
he's talking about nuclear weapons. All right, we can have a conversation about economics. We can have a conversation about bringing jobs back. We can have a conversation about tariffs and all the rest of that crap. It won't work. But when you're talking about nuclear weapons that ruin our whole day in a matter of seconds, right?
Our day.
I mean, it's like, what are you going to do?
You're missing my point. I'm not saying that it is the right conversation.
It is
a conversation. And so now guess what people are doing? They're actually examining, okay, so what is this arrangement that we have between South Korea and Japan, and why don't they get the nuclear? Why don't they want them? And I think it's sort of, again, a way of sort of putting some of these issues out here that we've not paid attention to. All of these things have a cost to them. That's the other side of the coin. Now, obviously, you're not going to solve some of these intractable problems with, oh, okay, let's just make them pay for it, or let's let them carry the weight of that financially. But what he's done is, I've just been amazed by it, that everything starts off with, oh, my God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He's such an idiot. He's such a fool. He's so ignorant. And then literally 2 weeks later, everyone's talking about, well, if we did it this way, we possibly could.
He sets
the
agenda.
Right, but I don't think, listen, there is a legitimate, the Japanese have wanted us out of Okinawa for decades now, right? Because they have a NIMBY problem there. They had real estate that we were taking up.
Sure.
They had Marines and airmen and sailors and stuff leaving their posts and drinking in the town and rummaging through it, and they've had problems, so they've wanted that. And there's, you know, there may be a solution to that, but there is still, I mean, this world is not a magical movie. You still, if you want active intelligence, you have to put eyes and ears over certain areas. You know it, I know it, the military knows it, Trump doesn't know it. And if you want to continue to pull back on that kind of, and I get it, you know, the British used to have, you know, the sun never sets on the British Empire, mm-hmm. right? And it eventually did. But for the moments that we still have that, while we're still actively engaged in espionage for military and economic purposes with China and Russia and all the rest of them, and we got that nutbag in North Korea, and we have all the craziness in the Middle East, and we have the, you know, and we, you know, what about the missiles in Poland and all that, or is that a house of cards? I can't remember. Anyway, the point is, there are certain things that are still valuable to us. And the other thing is, you know, here's a guy, Trump's running around going, oh, I'm not going to talk.
But, Ro, just because they're valuable, my friend, doesn't mean they don't require or need further examination.
No, that's true.
I go back to NATO. NATO is valuable. Our role in NATO is valuable. I never thought for a minute Donald Trump was actually talking about disbanding NATO. But the way he said it got your attention. And guess what the conversation led to? It led to, wow, what role can NATO play in the fight for terrorism when they are an anachronistic institution? They are fighting a Cold War that doesn't exist. They're there for Cold War purposes. They're set up to operate under Cold War conditions. You're dealing with an asymmetrical enemy that will strike you at a cafe at noon without tanks, without armory. And the question is,
three blocks from NATO headquarters.
What use does NATO serve? And that's really the broader point. Look, I'm not giving a whole lot of credence to what Donald Trump is saying on a lot of these issues, because obviously you need to flesh them out. But I just find it fascinating how the body politic starts out screaming and shouting and pulling his hair out and then winds up considering the thought behind the idea.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what he just did right now. We got to run. I'm getting yelled at by the producers. Mm-hmm. You know what that's like. But what he just did today, where he said on his position on abortion, mm-hmm. he says he hates, but if it's made illegal in the United States, which he says he will do if he becomes president, women should be punished if they get them.
Women who have abortions, illegal ones, like potentially could go to jail.
People are going to go nuts over this. I don't think that they're going to get less nuts 3 weeks from now, but that is the way it's going to be. So.
To say we have a woman's problem inside the GOP is an understatement.
You think?
Really?
Huh?
Oh, no. Oh, it got so much better just now, Michael.
All I have to say on that.
All right. You know, I love you dearly. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Same
right
here,
now.
My friend. Same here, my friend.
All right. Okay. All right, thank
little
you,
bromance.
Michael.
Little bromance.
I know.
It.
Well, we do have one, and it's
sweet.
It's you know, and it, but now we're on. You know, it's just I'm so nuts.
I know.
But I got to get to the traffic. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, guys. Take care now.